It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So before we start, Will, I understand that there is a week-long puzzle championship starting this weekend, and you're going to be there. Can you tell us about it?
I'll be there. It's in Toronto. It runs Sunday to Sunday. And the first 3 days are the World Sudoku Championship. And following that will be the World Puzzle Championship. And these are all language and culture neutral puzzles. So it doesn't matter where you're from, what language you speak, everyone can compete equally. There's more than 30 countries that are sending teams. And this was an event I founded in New York in 1992. Travels to a different country every year. Next year is going to be in China. And after the championship, we plan to sell the puzzles digitally and in book form so everyone can try them.
Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said, think of a mammal, an insect, and a bird in that order, 6, 3, and 4 letters respectively. And I said, say them out loud, and you'll name something often seen around this time of year. What is it? And the answer is a jack-o'-lantern, which phonetically is a jackal, ant, and either a tern or an urn, depending on which you prefer.
Oh, okay. y'all got this one, though, because we had almost 2,300 correct responses, and the winner this week is Ann Roos of Elgin, Illinois. Congratulations, Ann.
Thank you. Hi, Aisha. Hi, Will.
Hey there.
So, Ann, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Not too long. My husband and I have been listening for a long time, but we've only been sending in answers for a few months, I think.
Oh, wow. And this one, you had a lot of competition. How did you get this one?
Well, we realized that the three-letter insect, there were the fewest options for that. So we kind of worked from there. Once I had a list of four-letter birds and started saying them phonetically together, I realized that ants and tern, if you start it with an L, could be lantern. And about 2 seconds after I said that, my husband said, jack-o'-lantern. And he had it from there.
And what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I like to read and garden and travel when I can. And it seems like my husband and I are always working on some sort of home improvement project.
And are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Anne and Aisha, I'm going to give you some four-letter words. For each one, change either the first or last letter to name part of the body. For example, if I said boot, you would say foot, changing the first letter of boot to an F. And number one is chip, C-H-I-P.
Chin.
Chin is right, no hint needed. Number two is deck, D-E-C-K.
Neck.
Neck is it. Hank. H-A-N-K.
Hand.
Uh-huh. Here. H-E-A-R.
Head.
That's it. Jack. J-A-C-K.
Back.
Uh-huh. That was fast. New. K-N-E-W.
Knee.
Uh-huh. Mutt. M-U-T-T.
Butt.
That's it. Ship. S-H-I-P.
Shin.
That's it. Vape. V-A-P-E.
Nape.
That's it, the back of the neck. And the last one has two answers, so you have to get them both. And the word is calm, C-A-L-M.
Calf.
That's it.
And palm.
And palm. Boy, good job, Anne.
Oh, yeah, you did good. You were so fast. Oh, my goodness. Like, you did an amazing job. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah, you killed it. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Anne, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a sustaining member of Chicago's NPR station, 91.5 WBEZ.
Oh, love that. That's Anne Roos of Elgin, Illinois. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks, Aisha. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Mike Reese, who's a showrunner, writer, and producer for The Simpsons, among other things. Name a famous athlete, first and last names. Interchange the initials of those names. Then add an appliance. And the result, reading left to right, will name a fruit. What is it? So again, a famous athlete, first and last names. Interchange the initials of those names. Then add an appliance. And the result, reading left to right, will name a fruit. What fruit is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.